take my field.
Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
The soil from my hands.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews on the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. Manifesting a world of peace, health, sustainability, and egalitarianism. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management. We're listening to the music of Joy Askew, a vegan musician in New York City. This is Grasslands.
When I was young, I was playing in a wild park. Running through the trees and grass till it was almost dark.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Ellie Sarti, the founder and director of Compassion Arts in the Compassion Arts Festival, which is held every year. And this is so, so amazing, all the different venues and types of art that she has sponsored and hosted, getting people from all around the world to participate. And so it's really a great honor. Thank you, Ellie Sarti, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thanks, Marlene. I'm honored to be with you on your show, and I thank you for inviting me. I'm always happy to talk about my favorite subject in the world. Well, two favorite subjects, animals and the arts.
Yes. Oh, you do such a fabulous job. Wonderful. So let's start with hearing an overview of Compassion Arts, and then I'd like to ask you a couple questions about the Compassion Arts Festival 2020. So let's start with an overview of Compassion Arts.
Sure. Well, Compassion Arts, we're in our sixth year, and we're a collective of grassroots initiative using the arts and creative education to advance compassion for all beings. I guess that's the short version. And I think the arts have a tremendous power. I like to say, and I'm paraphrasing here, of things that have been taught to me, we can't heal what we don't change. We can't change what we don't face, and we can't face what we don't see. And I like to think that Compassion Arts is that first step about seeing. So we use the arts and we use creative education to see through another's eyes and from a different perspective.
Thank you, Ellie. Yes, that's beautiful. And I remember you saying, a couple years ago, I heard you say this, and it really stuck with me. It really helped. Human beings, we are wired for compassion. And so it's just about coming out of the delusion and the illusion of the past thousands of years under this carnist system that has caused discrimination in the human heart of who we can be compassionate to and who we can't, and it's considered normal, and it's really all changing that, because veganism is the golden rule. Veganism is the practical application of the golden rule.
It absolutely, you know, I have, not to quote myself, but I have a lyric in a song that says, don't do what you don't want done to you. And I do, I think it's the golden rule, do unto others. And I do believe that we are hardwired for compassion. I feel that I know, at the risk of sounding very, you know, I know the word love is really overused. It's used to sell everything, but I believe in the power of love, and I believe it's the, you know, that it's a very powerful force, and that, you know, it's part of us, and I believe it's what connects us to each other. And, you know, and so many people have written about it, you know, that our true heart is compassion. It's who we are. It's who we want to be. It's gotten kind of tangled up with, like you said, years, hundreds of years of, you know, systems and oppression. You know, it's kind of like we have to find ourselves. We have to find our way back.
Yes. And speaking of finding our way back in compassion, let's hear about Compassion Arts Festival 2020, an online event this year. And so we'll be hearing from you about the two virtual screenings of animal sanctuary tours, as well as four roundtable interviews and the screening of the great film, The Invisible Vegan, as well as your true story workshops and your interview with Salish Rao, Dr. Salish Rao of Climate Healers.
We open and close the festival with sanctuary tours. You know, it's hard to pick a sanctuary because there's some really wonderful farm sanctuaries and so many people doing amazing work for animals. But I chose two sanctuaries that I'm very familiar with that both have strong programs and education and that also collaborate with the arts and who I feel like really use creativity as well as doing, you know, amazing rescue work and rehabilitation with the, you know, farm animals. So the first one is on the 15th. That's with Catskill Animal Sanctuary. That's a virtual tour with the sanctuary founder, Kathy Stevens. And that's on Sunday the 15th at 1 o'clock. And if you go on the website, compassionarts.org, there's a place to sign up for it. And then the other virtual tour is on the last day of the festival, which is on the 25th. That's the day before Thanksgiving, the traditional Thanksgiving holiday. So we're using it. We're calling it a Thanksgiving Compassion for Animals Day. And we're going to have a virtual tour at Unity Farm Sanctuary, which is here in Massachusetts. There'll be Q&A afterwards. That's going to be with their Humane Education Director Marla Andrews. We also have a true storytelling workshop, and I know people get nervous about doing these kind of things. This is only a two-hour workshop, so it's more like an overview, so people don't have to feel like they're going to have to even be visible or share their story. They can just, you know, be part of it and take the information in. They don't have to participate. This workshop is really, really important to me because people, we carry amazing stories about animals. So we, in this way, we are their voice. You know, the people who've experienced these amazing experiences with animals who have changed our lives, you know, we have the ability to tell these stories that can, you know, change people's perspective. This is a workshop by the TMI Project. Their motto is changing the world one story at a time. They do a lot of work on social change issues, areas where, you know, we're really dug into our perspective that it's hard to get people to maybe budge on. So we're really happy they're going to do a two-hour workshop on the 21st from 2 to 4. And that's going to be focused on stories of the animals that have touched our lives. Then there's the screening of the film, The Invisible Vegan. And that's going to be on Wednesday, the 18th. So that's in the evening at 7 o'clock. And for people that don't know, The Invisible Vegan is a film, an independent film made by Jasmine Levia. And it's about her journey into veganism, but it also explores the roots of the diet in the African-American community with regards to the history of food in Africa, the history of food during slavery in the United States, and how diet has been like an expression of the history that African-Americans carry of discrimination and oppression. She's, you know, really believes in food empowerment and vegan empowerment. And so that's going to be Wednesday night. And there's going to be a follow-up roundtable interview with her, which you are a part of, where Jasmine, the filmmaker and director, will be interviewed by you and by Alfie Westgroves. And she'll talk about the film, and then people will get to ask questions, and that'll be on Friday the 20th. And again, all these events are on the website. You just look it up and you can click on it. And the other roundtable events, I'll just run through them really quickly. There's a roundtable on compassion fatigue. This can be for anybody. I mean, I think a lot of people have compassion fatigue, but it focuses on compassion fatigue for animal caregivers, rescuers, people who are doing direct care of animals, and people working in advocacy, and that includes vegan advocacy. You know, it's really about how to see the warning signs of compassion fatigue, how to heal it if it's already sort of active in your life, and the steps to learn how to work with it or prevent it. and that's with Lisa Levinson from In Defense of Animals, April Lang, who is a therapist and the author of Animal Persuasion, and then humane educator Marla Andrews. That is on the 24th, that roundtable. The other roundtable is called Seeing Animals More Deeply Through the Arts, and that is going to be specifically about women artists working in advocacy for animals. It's going to be with award-winning photographer Joanne MacArthur, the award-winning artist and curator Jane O'Hara, who's a very big part of Compassion Arts, an artist Janelle O'Rourke, who has a collective with two other artists, L.A. Watson and Catherine Eddy, called Art Animal Effect, and Janelle's going to talk about their work. And then it's going to be moderated by Carolyn Mullen. And Carolyn was the founder of the National Museum of Animals and Society, which was the first museum of its kind in the world. And she uses she's a curator now and does a lot of mobile exhibits, and she uses her work to create art shows, exhibits that use the arts for animal advocacy. Let's see. Oh, and there were one more roundtable is on poetry reading with Donald Vincent. Donald's done a number of things with us in the past. He has a new book out called Convenient Amnesia, which is about racism, the connections of racism, and healing racism, you know, with the intersections of racism, rather, and, you know, what we eat. And he's also going to have Gretchen Primack, who she's going to be reading from her poetry book, Kind and Visiting Days. And Gretchen is an animal advocate, and she's also a human rights advocate. So they're both going to be reading their amazing poetry, and that's on the 19th.
We're listening to Ellie Sarti, the founder and director of Compassion Arts and the Compassion Arts Festival 2020. And the Compassion Arts Festival 2020 is being held online this year. You're listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Ellie discussing Compassion Arts Festival 2020. Ellie Sarti is also a singer-songwriter. This is her song, What Goes Around Comes Around. After this musical interlude, we'll continue with our conversation with Ellie Sarti discussing Compassion Arts Festival.
Sentenced to darkness, sentenced to living dead, the warehouse merchandise. Living commodities, tethered to grating and the harvest. There are truths that can't be broken. Yes, everything comes around. Everything comes around. Everything comes around. Everything comes around. Sacrifice.
America's music station.
WCUW.
This is Cooper Moore. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, streaming at WCUW.org. Please support community radio.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Ellie Sarti, the founder and director of Compassion Arts and the Compassion Arts Festival 2020. We're listening to Ellie Sarti's song, Everything Comes Around. Prior to the break, we heard about the festival, which is being held between November 15th and the 25th, and you can go to compassionarts.org to register for any of these events free. And we discussed the two virtual tours of animal sanctuaries, as well as four different roundtable interviews and discussions that are being held between the 15th and the 25th, as well as the screening of the great film, The Invisible Vegan. And also the workshop, the True Story Workshop. And now we'll be hearing about another event within the Compassion Arts Festival, and that is Ellie's interview with Dr. Sailesh Rao, founder of Climate Healers. Thanks again, Ellie, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you, Marlene. Yes, I am going to wrap up here talking about the festival events. There's so many people doing amazing, amazing work, people using their creativity and their passion in beautiful, positive ways. So we just hope that the festival goes on for many, many years so we can get it as many people as possible. So we have an interview, which you're going to be a part of, with Dr. Rao. He's the founder of Climate Healers. He's going to be talking about functional extinction and explaining what that is, and also talking about the one thing that we can do. You know, there's one thing that we can all do if we all focus as a species on this one thing, which of course is being vegan. You know, we have a chance to really turn things around for the planet. You can see his website, climatehealers.org. They do amazing work. And so I do want to say, so that I don't forget these other things, you know, the festival website. So there'll be events happening on Zoom that you sign up for, but then there's a festival website that will launch on the 15th, which will be compassionartsfestival.org, and that's going to have all kinds of videos. There'll be a beautiful speaking presentation by Dr. Joanne Kong, and she's going to do a presentation about veganism and about compassion for animals, and it's going to be combined with a piano concert. She does this great presentation where she speaks and then she interweaves music and imagery with it. It's very powerful, and that will be a video on our website, as will there's going to be a video workshop by Camille DeAngelis, and she's the author of A Bright Clean Mind: Veganism for Creative Transformation. And so this is a workshop for vegans and non-vegans alike about how to cultivate, you know, pathways to your creativity so that you can use your creativity for tools and advocacy and for communicating give expression to your authentic voice and what you want to communicate about about animals and the change that's happening in the world. And it's a great workshop. I just saw it. It's amazing. And that'll be a video on our website. There'll also be many, many music videos and performing arts videos. These are all people that are vegans and advocates for animals as well. So there'll be music videos from Danny Hamilton, from Michael Herron, Joy Askew. I'm trying to think who I'm forgetting. And then there's going to be a bunch of music links as well as readings. And then there'll be a resource listing. There'll be lots of websites that, you know, to direct you to other places, direct people to places where they can, you know, explore even more artists and explore more ways of using creativity. Because what we want this to do is, you know, we want people to enjoy the events and to, but we also want people to come out of it feeling inspired, empowered to use their own creativity, you know, because I believe that, you know, creativity is, you know, I believe everybody is creative, you know, cooking is creative. Well, not when I'm cooking, but when someone else is cooking, it's creative. But, you know, it's everybody, you know, expresses it in different ways.
I see you picking at the carcass of another slave, decapitated, inseminated, run away. A baby, they keep him in a cage. I'd show you footage, but it wouldn't matter anyway. Just swallow death if that is what you want. Hey, hey, wait.
This is vegan singer-songwriter Danny Hamilton. It's what you want.
They'll keep on killing 50 million creatures every day. And our silence is as violent.
The other thing I want to say is that, you know, some of the most amazing voices for change have been people that, you know, you would look at their lives and think like, I mean, whether it's, you know, Howard Lyman, the Mad Cowboy, or you look at how the, you look at how people that maybe were former farmers or people that maybe once worked in research labs, you know, they take the story that is their life, and then they transform it into this, they use creativity to transform it into this amazing act of love, you know, love in action for the animals and ultimately for us and for each other, because when we're not harming the animals, then our lives are better too.
That's right. When we free the animals, we free ourselves. Thank you, Ellie Sarti. We're listening to Ellie Sarti, the founder and director of Compassion Arts and Compassion Arts Festival 2020, this year an online event. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation. And once again, what is the website?
Well, to sign up for an event, you just go to compassionarts.org, and you'll see that the top will say Compassion Arts Festival. You just click on that, and all the events will come up. And there's a place to sign up for any one of them. And then to see the videos, all the videos are going to be visible on the 15th. There's a website called CompassionArtsFestival.org. I'm really grateful to all the people that have contributed to make this possible. You know, people have really been great, all the artists and educators and vegans, the support, you know, people have been wonderful. There's a great saying, we join in a circle to do together that which we cannot do alone.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Don't take my fields. Don't take my fields. The soil from my hands. Where?
This is vegan singer-songwriter Joy Askew. Grassland.
Running through the trees and grass till it was almost dark. By a caravan, I saw a lonely traveler girl. I would have been her friend for life if it had been my mother's will.
Tonight we'll make landfall and we'll be stranded. Washed up on the sand, we'll be stranded. A company of friends will be stranded. Here we come.
This is vegan singer-songwriter E.C. Lorick. Stranding.
Brushes see them sway. No one here is turning back. We've gone beyond the cave where we'll be stranded.
This Ceremony by E.C. Lorick. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Hear this program again at vegansradio.wordpress.com. Join us again next week at the same time.
Like the wind you blow four ways, you'll return in future days.
We'll go out with the music of vegan singer-songwriter Michael Herron. This is Their Eyes. This is Molly Narrow wishing you a good day.